Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, and it's the 3rd of March, and I'm recording at 9:40 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, so more of a mixed day, some profit-taking in here today. Now let's look at the various stock market indices. First, Japan, well, just about unchanged. The topics was up a fraction, the Nikkei 225 down a tiniest fraction, so quiet overall. China, a bit different though, the Hang Seng Index down 0.75 percentage point, Shanghai Composite down a larger 2.2%, and the Hang Seng China Enterprise Index down and also 2.2%. Now these represent downward dynamics, not all that big, but nevertheless small downward dynamics, having encountered resistance just beneath the current trading range highs. And they are overbought on a short-term basis, so maybe we'll see a little bit further pullback and consolidation within these ranges before we get a significant test of the higher levels. And quiet for the most part elsewhere. The Australian market down a little bit. But India, steady here overall, and we had a new closing high on the Nifty 50 index, and the Sensex index slightly further behind. They're both up around half a percentage, just under half a percentage point. And we had similar gains in Singapore, modest gain in Malaysia. Thailand, that's the biggest decline in the smaller Asian markets, down 1.22% overall. And in Europe, definitely all to the downside here today. And some sharpish moves. The Euro Stock Index down 1.17%. The German DAX Index down 1.14%. A little bit bigger declines for Spain and Italy overall. Sweden down nearly 1.5%. So a soft day here in Europe. It was very overbought, or certainly is very overbought in the short term. I've been mentioning that, and these do more clearly represent some downward dynamics off those overextended levels. So I assume that we've started a reaction and consolidation process here overall, and that may carry on for at least the short term. Now, Wall Street, though, was considerably lower when Europe closed, and Wall Street regained about half of its decline in here today. But the three main indices on my screen, the Dow Jones, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ Composite, on average, they're down about half a percentage point here today. Canada down a little bit more. Also, Mexico, Brazil, on the other hand, gaining about just over half a percentage point. So clearly some profit taking. The sharpest actions there in Europe. And looking at the U.S. Treasury bonds, firmer in here today, finding further support in that 2% range, and the yield is up to, let me just give you that number, it's 2.11%. The U.S. dollar eased a little bit on the dollar index. The euro a fraction lower at 1.1177. Sterling is just a tiny fraction lower as well, 1.5360. We had the Australian dollar a little firmer, 0.7819. The Chinese renminbi is a little lower here against the US. It's at its lowest level since 2012. And looking at the commodity markets here overall, precious metals mostly easier. Still trading after hours. Palladium down a dollar at 830. Silver down 19 cents to 1626. The palladium or platinum market, or platinum I should say, down almost $5 at 1185. And gold down $3 at 1203 and change. Crude oil, a little firmer in here, slightly higher on the, well, actually over a dollar higher here on the WTI. That's up to $50.69. And the Brent, which is the more important one, is at $61, and that's up $1.46 here overall. Agricultural commodities a little bit mixed. Industrial metals mostly weaker in here. So those commodities have really been very much on the defensive here overall. So what's it all mean? Well, risk that we see a little bit further reaction and consolidation led by this European stock market. There is a lot of nervousness about, a lot of bearish calls here overall. And a lot of concern about Wall Street, but that's been going on really for several years, but maybe a little bit more being expressed here recently. I would be, we could always have a 10% reaction, and I'm not forecasting one here right now, but that would hardly be surprising if it were to take place. But what I think is much more important is that I would be very surprised to see a really major sell-off, which some people are forecasting, at a time when global monetary policy is so extremely accommodative. And on that note, I'll just mention that I will be away tomorrow, but back on Thursday. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.